All right, guys, welcome back to My Senior Project. Today we have Jackson Bunnell here in the studio. I first met Jackson the summer before eighth grade. He was in my ward and in my scout troop, in my band class, and you know, we've just kind of been friends ever since. And he's just been helping me with things like this podcast, and he's just kind of always been there for me. So he's a real OG. During this podcast, we just kind of talks about what he's going to do this summer, and we've talked about the what it's like having younger siblings and how we torture them and make them hate their lives. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
All right, Jackson, how have you been?
I've been pretty freaking good.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen you like at all during the like past year.
Yeah, I know. It's for senior year's nuts. It's crazy. I'll say that.
I mean, like, how?
Just school and teachers and, you know, events I got going on, stuff like that. It's just...
What events?
Like, sports and... I'm definitely not the kind of person that'll go out and, like, just do stuff, like extracurricular-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing a lot of, like, basketball games and... You know, hanging out with people and stuff like that.
Like, you've been going to them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A couple.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just have kind of wanted to start getting out there. I usually just hang out with, like, a close group of friends or, you know, so I kind of want to be getting out, like, doing stuff with the school, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So. Your last year here, so you're like, oh, I'm going to start doing stuff.
I'm
going to
start doing stuff now.
Why did it take this long?
You know, I don't really know. I just did it.
Uh-huh. Do you think Emily has an effect on this or no?
Yeah. Basketball games. I went to a couple with her. So.
Things are getting pretty serious?
No. She dumped me.
Are you? Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
What?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
No, that's fine. It's whatever.
She say why?
It was very, like, confusing. I couldn't really understand, like, what she was saying. She wasn't really telling me anything. So I'm like, I'll just leave it alone. But, I mean, we're talking every day. So.
So, like, as friends or what?
Yeah. Just as friends.
Oh, don't you guys have seminary together?
Yeah, and government. So,
oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's not awkward by any means, so.
Uh-huh.
But at least that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind of rolling with it, seeing what happens. So.
How long were you guys together?
Since August.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, because we went to prom junior year and then didn't really talk over the summer and then... Like a week before school, we started talking.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that kind of sucked because the whole summer we didn't hang out. But, I mean, I guess it kind of worked out. And then it didn't work out.
Oh, well, whatever. Who needs girls?
Bros before hoes.
Yeah. I'm just going to, you know, get into this.
All right.
So, when we were younger, you know, so I asked you, why do you think the young men leaders are less tolerant than why are they less tolerant now than when we were younger? Do you know what I mean by that?
Like they have a like shorter like patience with us now than they did, or
yeah. So what I was thinking, okay. So sometimes there's some boys in our ward. They will do some
questionable things.
Yeah, questionable things, you know, like
smoking pine needles out of a plant stand.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about holding each other's hands, maybe laying on each other, just like put sunscreen on one another, you know, just lay down with.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
But like when we were so when they do that now it's like, oh, we can't touch at all and we have to be like 5 feet apart and we can only look at each other. Do you know what I mean?
Sort of.
Have you heard that at all?
Are you talking about like that? Okay. Yeah, no, I can see how that's definitely changed.
Yeah, but like when we were in scouts, or like when we were 12 or whatever, we used to sit there and like hold each other and roll down hills.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, like kind of get naked and just lay in tents and stuff.
Yeah. I think that also has something to do with like us getting older. We don't, which is like it still happens, but it not as often. Like, you know, we're just messing around doing stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I don't know, it doesn't happen as much now because I don't know, just certain situations. I mean the leaders, they also have to be very cautious about it now because stuff like that does happen more now than it did. So,
but when we were doing it, it was like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. We were also like the life of the party, so no one else has really been doing that. So
that was quite a party when we just drop everything, you know?
Yeah.
And just stare into each other's eyes.
Yeah.
And fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But do you know what I mean?
Sort of, but not really. I'm just trying to like follow where you're going with this.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about how the leaders change, you know?
Yeah. I feel like they haven't really changed that much, but I don't know. That's just the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. So you think if we did that stuff again now, they would just be like, haha, go you guys.
They might even
join us?
Enjoy it. I don't know.
Oh, whoa.
No, I don't know.
Real quick, I just, this, you know, off the top of my head, does it bother you when we call you
Make a Mind? Not really.
No?
No. It's just whatever. It's funny, so.
That's it? That's it, like.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, Kylie does it the most, and so I'll call her Daddy and just to mess with her, and it kind of pisses her off, which is funny, so.
Do you ever call her Schlutters?
Schlutters? Uh-uh.
No, that's something she made up.
Well, I'll start calling her that now.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
So we first met in eighth grade?
Yeah, in band.
But, like, you went to our ward. I saw you in church, like.
Yeah, it was, I had moved, and I think, the first time that I went to church, I saw you and Joe. And I don't know, we just kind of hit it off from there. And then I saw you in band again. We both played trombone, so
mm-hmm.
kind of became friends.
Wait, why did you play the trombone?
Actually, my cousin had it. He had the trombone, and I'm like, I'm thinking about doing band. He's like, oh, take this, and it was kind of beat up. So I'm like, well, whatever. It's a free trombone, so I just did it, and it turned out to be a lot of fun.
Uh huh.
So.
Yeah, a lot of fun screwing around.
Yeah, it was funny.
Wait, did you do band freshman year?
No.
No? I thought you said you did.
I was going to, and then I went to a day of band camp and said, no way, it's not going to happen.
You just went to one day, and you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, I showed up. I didn't even want to go there. My mom's like, why don't you just go and check it out? And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I was there for about 15 minutes and I started leaving, and some chick came up to me that I knew, and she's like, hey, why don't you just come check it out for the rest of the day?
Wait, who?
I don't remember. I think it was Lindsay Cox, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, she was in band?
Or I don't know if it was her. It was someone. I can't remember. I don't remember who it was.
Oh.
I thought it was her. It might not be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then, wait, so, like, what about it? Were you just like, I'm done. I'm not doing this.
It was just, I couldn't, like, there's a certain personality you have to have, and I don't think I had it, and I just was, it didn't interest me.
Wait, what personality?
Like,
not liking people and having no friends, and then just being really into
your instrument, and that's all you do 24/7, and it turns into a job. In school. So I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, but it wasn't for me. It was fun in middle school, but it turns into it seriously turns into like a job mm-hmm. in high school. And it just was no way. So plus I had like track and cross country and stuff. I'm like, if I have to choose one or the other, it's definitely going to be running.
Yeah. Why did you get into running?
I've just like, I started in sixth grade and I was like pretty good at it. I wasn't terrible. And, I don't know. It just was a lot of fun. Like the environment, it's a really big like friend group. Like everyone talks to each other. Everyone has a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, nobody in like really enjoys running, but when you have like the right people that you go running with, it's a lot of fun.
So do you think that like it's fun when you're in the group, but when you're out of it and like, or like you just joined, then it's hard to get in? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. We definitely have a lot of like, for example, this year there's a kid from Ambrose.
And Ambrose?
I've seen them at a track or cross country meet like once or twice.
What's their mascot? Where is it from?
I don't know. I'd imagine it's like a squirrel or something. I don't know. I think they're in Boise already. Or Nampa or something. I can't remember. But like his name's Lee. And like already everyone on the, at least like the varsity boys side of it, everyone like likes him. Everyone talks to him and tries to include him and stuff that we do. And I don't know. We definitely try to make an effort to invite new people in and be part of the group. So.
I was just thinking, because like, so last year I was going to Meridian and I went to the state track meet or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was going around asking like, you know, my fellow Meridian Knights, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do you know where my friend Andrew is? And they just like ignored me. And so I was like, okay, this is cool. And so I didn't know if it was just like a runner's thing or if just Meridian kids suck.
It might be a little bit of both, more that Meridian kids suck, but I don't know.
They just don't like me?
I don't know. Maybe you should have gotten into some shorts and a jersey and talked to them, see what happened then.
All right, I'll do it right now.
All right.
I remember seeing you, like, okay, so I think I went to scout camp. Where did we go to scout camp?
It had a really stupid name.
It was like McCall.
Or it was in McCall. It was camp.
McCall.
I can't remember. It's driving me nuts because the name was, I hated the name.
Why?
It was stupid.
Why?
Like, it just was a stupid name.
Okay.
I didn't like it.
Well, I liked it.
Well, you didn't even remember what it was.
Okay, well, shut up. Okay, but I remember, so I went there 2 years and you went there 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The second year, we went in the same troop, but the first year, we went in different groups.
Different groups, like?
Like different troops. Oh. Like, I was part of the, I don't even remember what mine was.
I thought we
215? Is that what we were?
That's what we were.
Uh-huh.
I think I remember going there. I think I want to say it might have only been twice that I went there. Cause yeah, the first year I was. Oh, that's right. The first year I lived in Palomar, that I went there,
mm-hmm.
and then I moved to Arbor Ridge, where I'm at now. And
yeah,
went in the same ward. That's right.
And I. I remember walking around like the first year and seeing you, and I was like, that looks like a weird kid.
I don't remember seeing you.
Oh, okay, whatever. That second year, that pissed me off how we lost.
I was like the runner for everything. And
wait, so like, what was it called? It was like
the bull race or
yeah.
something like that. Yeah. And I remember running up and Emmett was doing these questionnaires and I was expecting him to, like, he did pretty good,
uh-huh.
but like he got stumped on this question. I completely remember it was, are you allowed to let the flag shine at night or something like that?
Uh-huh.
And it was, I remember the answer was being, they have to have a spotlight on it and it stumped him. I'm like, come on, Emmett, what the heck? Like,
idiot.
You of all people should know that.
What's that supposed to be?
I don't know. He's just a really smart kid. It just surprised me that he, I don't know. Wasn't it? It surprised me. He didn't answer it.
Oh. Wait, so How did it go? Because I remember, I think we were just like 2 or 3 points off, and then we lost.
Yeah, I think we won the race portion of it, but I think they beat us in some timed.
I think archery. That's where they really got us.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. It was points wise, but we beat them in the actual race portion of it,
mm-hmm.
which was stupid.
Wait, but what was the other thing? Because there was like the run of the bull, and then there was just like the golden troopers. Whoever was the best scouts, they won. But we lost because we had to pay for leaders.
Oh, yeah. And we didn't have enough leaders. That's right. And we couldn't. Yeah, I remember that. That was actually really stupid. Yeah. We would have had to have, like, borrowed a leader from somewhere else or something like that. There was some stupid rule.
We just had to pay. So then, like, some 14-year-old could come and sleep with us or something. I don't know. Why did we? What did they have to do?
I don't remember. I just remember it being something with we were short of a leader, something like that. Oh, that was stupid.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
Did you like doing Boy Scouts, though?
Yeah. It was when the, like, the outdoors camping portion of it was always fun. And we did some stuff that, like, that wasn't that, that was fun. But, I mean, planning or doing
gosh.
Stuff out of the merit badges were, ugh. I mean, it made, Scout Camp made merit badges bearable, but, I mean, I thought about a couple times just going up and freaking screwing around for a week. I don't know. That'd be really fun to do.
That's why I did. When I went to New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
they said, all right, guys, either we're going to go scout camp for a week or we could just go camp somewhere for 3 days. And we're like, oh, let's go camp somewhere for 3 days. And they're like, okay, we're going to scout camp. And we're like, what the heck?
So you just screwed around in camp?
Yeah, exactly. We didn't go to any of our classes except like this one that was like a ropes course.
Oh yeah,
it was so much fun.
Yeah, I did it. I did a
climbing.
Yeah, rock climbing or carabining or something.
Rappelling.
Yeah, I did rappelling up there. That was fun.
Do you remember when we did what was it? The wilderness survival.
Yeah, and we had, I think it was our entire troop went up to the camp out that.
Either
night.
It was the entire troop or like. One or two boys missing.
Yeah. And I don't even remember who it was. I remember we had freaking that huge rock and then three logs
yeah.
down the middle, and we just put a bunch of sticks over everything else and laid a big tarp on the ground.
Yeah.
Played, like, what did we play all night?
I don't know.
It was funny.
wait. Have you heard how they're doing like co-ed now?
What do you mean?
Boy Scouts? So no, it's just like Scouts of America or something?
I heard something that they're like somewhere they're combining boys and girls for something.
Yeah.
That's really all I've heard of it.
Are you like, yes, finally, now my sisters can join me?
Now because they have stuff that they can do. I mean, there's like certain things that boys like to do and certain things that girls like to do, and sometimes you can like mix them
mm-hmm.
and I mean it'll always be fun, but sometimes you just need to have them separated so that they can have time with their own like genders and just do what
mm-hmm.
do what they do. So
but okay, so like girls are always sad though, because like, you know, it used to be like, all right, Boy Scouts are for the boys and Girl Scouts are for the girls, but like the Girl Scouts, they do stupid stuff like go and sell cookies and, you know, just lame stuff. But the Boy Scouts, they're actually going out and they're camping and they're doing archery mm-hmm. and like rifle shooting and all these different things. And so it was like a lot of these girls were just like, hey, why can't I do that, you know? So do you still just think like, no, go back to your cookie selling?
No, like I do, like everyone needs to go camping, everyone needs to go out in the woods and like spend time in nature, because it's good for you and it is a lot of fun. So I can see why they would want boys and girls like combined and go and doing that stuff. And I mean
mm-hmm.
I think they should have something like that, but I don't know, it's a really like confusing, and you can go into a lot of depth about this topic. Like there's a lot of stuff that it's just,
what do you mean?
Like, I don't know. It's just like, I can't really like form what I'm thinking.
Okay, so you said that you could go into depth on this. Mm-hmm. Like, what, where are you going, you know?
Like, there's a lot of benefits for doing that, but there's also a lot of things that could go wrong. Like boys like to, like, you know, mess around and do stupid things, and I don't know, the girls could probably get in the crossfire of something like that and get hurt, and someone would get in trouble, and mm-hmm. it would just end like that. And I mean, there's always the risk of freaking having fun at night when with between the two, so I mean, someone's gonna get in trouble for that too.
I mean, yeah, you're right, that could happen,
but yeah,
I think I just saw like some girls or girl in the Cub Scouts. I haven't seen any like girl Boy Scouts,
just in the Cubs. So
she was just like a Wolf Scout or something like mm-hmm. that.
So and, how so like they're not actually combining them into like actual Boy Scouts yet?
No, I think they are.
They are.
I think instead of Boy Scouts of America, it's like Children Scouts of America. Not that, but it's like Scouts of America or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I just leave it the way it was. Why do you just leave it alone? Mm-hmm. It was working the way it, I mean, and then they started changing the letting like gay leaders be in the Boy Scouts, and the church pulled away from that, and it just like, we were, what was the percentage of like where did most of their income, or what was the percentage of like, what
I don't know the percentage, but from? A lot of it a came lot from of, the
it was
church.
Like 70% or something. Really? Like that. Yeah, yeah, it came from us.
And then I think that's why they started letting the girls in, mm-hmm. because they're like, well, we're missing,
we're not
this.
Making any money, and we're yeah. gonna, you know, like close down.
Honestly, like, I don't have a problem with gay leaders mm-hmm. in it. I just have a problem when there's pedophiles, you
yeah
know?
That's the big issue.
It's like, okay, I don't know, I think that's stupid, being like, oh well, like I think that's so complicated though. It's okay, not really, but just how it's like, some people, you know, I'm not an expert or anything, but some yeah. people, they're like, oh, you're choosing to like boys. But it's like, well, no, they're just like born that way, or yeah. you know,
or like it's not, I don't necessarily know if they're born that way, but like traumatic experiences in their lives, like most of the time they're raised like getting beaten and seeing things that no child should ever see, and it like it messes with their mind, and they over time just get that desire, and it's not
desire of
doing stuff with little kids.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's like, oh, have you heard how like pedophiles want to join like the LGBT community?
Because I haven't heard of that, but it doesn't surprise me.
It's like, where can we draw the line of being like, okay, no, that's like immoral, you know?
Yeah, I think everyone, that is, I don't know. It's just mind blowing that like I. When you talk about drawing the line of morality, like, I've seen stuff that, like, on, you know, social media, and it's talking about, you know, have you seen the, it's like, age doesn't matter, or gender doesn't matter, stuff like that, and it's talking about, like,
yeah, I've seen
yeah,
that.
it blows my mind. It's like, where do you come up with this? Like, it's just crazy.
It's astonishing to me that it's like that anyone could just be like, oh yeah, like you want to do that with little kids, go ahead, like
yeah, oh it's free. Okay, just do what you want, it's not a big deal. It's like, are you serious?
That messes up a little kid. Yeah, and it's like they're a little kid, they don't,
yeah, like their innocence is just
tainted.
Yeah,
I hate that word.
Yeah, me too.
I hate the name Tate too.
Tate.
Tate.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
Because it sounds like it sounds,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just ruin it with my bigotry.
Filthy mind.
Yeah. Do you know what you want to name your kids?
Hmm?
Do you know what you want to name your kids?
I got no idea.
No ideas.
No ideas.
Zero.
Zero.
Do you even want kids?
Yes, eventually.
Eventually, what do you mean?
I mean, not you don't right want
any right now?
No, not right now.
Who was that little kid that I saw in your car?
Shut up. No, I definitely want kids in the future, but I don't want to have to raise them when I'm trying to like get an education or really figure out what I'm doing with my life first. Because it'll be hard on like definitely me and, you know, my wife and definitely my kids, because I'm just not gonna be able to I want to be able to give them what they want provide them like very well.
You want to be stable.
I want to be stable.
You don't want to be living paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. You know, I just want to be able to have some of the things that I like, you know, definitely a decent car and, you know, decent house. Mm-hmm. I'm not jumping around everywhere. I just want to, yeah. So I want to have some foundation before I have kids.
Do you know how many kids you want?
I'll probably figure that out in the future.
Mm-hmm.
No more than four.
Four?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think I want like five.
Yeah.
I don't want it like too small, because then it's like, what's even the point?
Yeah.
But like too big, it's like, I can't support that. But yeah, I think you just got to find like a sweet spot.
Yeah, three would be ideal, except there's always that talk about, you know, the older sibling and the youngest sibling ganging up on the middle child. And
what?
I mean, I don't know. I always hear about that stuff, and I definitely can see it. Like, I have three younger sisters, and sometimes we'll team up on the younger of my sisters, me and my oldest sister, but I don't know.
Wait, so like you, Brenya and Bella will just jump on Cambry?
Well, I mean, everyone her. No, like, I mean, curb sometimes stomp her. Oh my gosh. Just take her out in the front yard and bash her at it. Jeez. No, like, we'll all kind of pick on each other. Usually, me and Brenya will, me and Brenya do pick on the littler sisters, like, most of the time.
Well, like, how? Do you guys, like, grab their noses and just run away?
It's just, like, you know, little things that, I mean, and it's not just always us that start stuff. Especially Cambry knows that she can get away with whatever she wants.
Uh-huh.
By, like, you'll flick her in the head and she'll pretend cry, and my mom will get pissed at freaking me and Brenya for picking on him.
Uh-huh.
And so, but I mean, sometimes we do start stuff and we'll, like, you know, give him just annoying looks or do little things that piss him off. And it's pretty funny.
You'll look at them and they'll get mad.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
If you give them the right look.
What's the look?
It's like a, you're like
kind of that
yeah, stuff like that. Or it's just little things. Or you like poke them or something, or poke their head.
wait, do you ever, like, when they're walking away, do you ever just push the back of their head?
Yes. So they go flying. I'll push the front of their head and they go backwards.
Or do you ever, like, grab their arms, put them behind their back, and just
lift them up?
No. You just, like, force them.
Yeah. Like, I'll take Cambry and I'll grab her arms, put them behind her back, and you lift them up and it'll force them to bend over. And I'm like, kiss your toes.
Yeah, I wonder why she cries.
No, but not. She's laughing when that happens, because she, like, she loves to wrestle and do crap like that, so
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty funny.
So it's like, sometimes I'll make fun of some of my siblings. So it's like me and Kaya, we'll kind of gang up on people, but it's like, we're like, oh yeah, just give it back.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Just give it to us, you know, we want to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah,
but they don't.
Run off and cry somewhere.
Yeah. Or they'll act like everything's fine, but in reality, it's not. And so it's like 10 minutes later or something.
They're fine. Like, they, for usually.
Oh, no, they just bring it back up.
Oh, and really?
Like, why would you say that? I don't have green tea.
Like, what? You say they have green tea?
No.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Like, another we got a dog a little while back in like September or something, and it loves Bella, and she'll be like sitting on her bed with it or something, and I'll stand at the top of the stairs and call him over, and he'll run over to me, and she goes, Jackson! Just starts screaming, and I'll run outside with the dog. It's pretty funny.
Why is she that? Why did she get that mad?
It's not with her anymore, and I took it away from her.
Oh. Honestly, I don't think I want any pets.
Why not? Like dogs or even a cat or something?
Yeah, no.
Why?
Right now we have like two guinea pigs, and I don't know. I don't like them.
I don't see those as pets. Those are just rodents that are living in your house.
That you have in a cage that you feed and you
wash
and you love and you name.
You maim?
Name.
Oh. I don't know. I've never been fond of a guinea pig or a rat.
Well, we've had cats before and we've had dogs, but I don't know. I'm not that into it. I think it's I don't know. I don't get it.
Really? Like, we had we had an old English bulldog that everyone loved. It was a freaking awesome dog. You could just push him into anything and he didn't even care. He didn't feel anything. It was pretty funny. And my mom hated it because it slobbered all over everything and she hates hair. So we got rid of it. And then we got this little rat of a freaking dog. It's like it was a mix between a Yorkie and a Shih Tzu. It's like, it's called a Shorky.
Uh-huh.
And,
Shorky.
It was, dude, it was a type of hair that doesn't shed. They call it, it's like similar to human hair or something like that. But, just, it looked like a rat and it would poop in my room. So I hated that thing. So we eventually got rid of that. And now we got this black lab. It's a mix between a pit and a lab.
Uh-huh.
And, it's a really good dog. Like, my mom doesn't have a problem with it, and that's really surprising because she does not like dog hair, but doesn't really shed. So
yeah, I don't really like dog hair either, and I don't want to take care of it, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was gonna say though, when I was younger, we had a guinea pig, and I was like six, but me and my brother, we decided to name it Singy Sleepy.
Singy Sleepy. Why would you name it
that? I don't know.
Singy Sleepy.
Yeah. Okay, it's not like you had any better ideas.
I named my cat Tiger Lily. I don't remember why I named it that.
How old were you?
Like six.
Okay. Tiger Lily. That's stupid.
It was... No, okay. That lasted for a little while, and then we watched How to Train Your Dragon, and we started calling it Night Furry.
Okay, and that's stupid.
Now its name is Cat.
What?
It's just Cat or Precious.
Wait, you still have a cat?
Yeah, it's the same cat.
What?
We've had it since I was, like, five.
Jeez.
This is an old cat.
Yeah.
It's pretty... I don't know.
It's that black cat, right? Yeah. Oh, my...
It's wow. An old cat. I know. And last summer, I think it was last summer, we lost her for like 2 weeks, and we were coming home, and my sister freaking looks out the window and sees a cat, a black cat, laying in this grass, like outside of the subdivision, and she goes, "Oh, I think that's our cat." My mom's like, "No, that's not our cat. Our cat is dead." And she's like, "No, it's..." So we stop and get out, and it was our freaking cat. Sitting in the grass.
Was it sitting or laying?
It was sitting. Like, okay, it was laying down. But, like, it was...
Did it look beat up?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it was... Usually, when, like, we'll have to, like, bathe her sometimes. I don't know, we haven't in, like, a year. But, I mean, it's... She's kind of an outside cat. But, whenever we used to bathe her, she just would freak out and, like, put up the biggest fight and just...
Mm-hmm.
Come out with scratches all over your body, and my dad was giving her a bath and she like couldn't do anything. She just kind of was sitting there. She's just not... I mean, I think she definitely got overfed before she got lost, and that's what kept her alive, so that's kind of good.
So she just like lost all that.
Yeah, extra but she weight. Wasn't. She was never like a fat cat either, which is, I don't know. And she would never eat things that she caught. Like we had in Pocatello, she would always catch like mice and birds and stuff,
mm-hmm.
in our and just she'd play with them till they died, and then leave them in our yard. And like we found a freaking rabbit in our yard one time.
Oh jeez,
it was frozen. But there was this. This sparrow that she caught one time and freaking messing around with it in this in our yard. And we go over there and she runs off and the bird's laying there and my dad picks it up and it freaking was like pecking at his hand and stuff. And then eventually it just stopped and like he just opened his hand and it would just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually like put it in a tree or something and or
you never
we
saw
thought
it
that
again.
No, we thought that was the end of it. And we kept seeing it around and we'd go and pick it up and stuff. And then we got to the point where I'd walk outside and it would come freaking and land on my shoulder.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And my friend that lived across the street, he started holding it and stuff and it would either sit at his house or my house and it would just fly between the two. And like, we'd be hanging out and, it would be on my shoulder. He'd take it off and put it on his and it'd sit there. And then I'd like, take it and put it on mine. We just run around with it.
That's so cool.
It was really, and then it was crazy, dude. But eventually, my sister freaking playing with her friends in our front yard one time, and she had these stupid blue beads in her hair. the sparrow, we named it Sam, I think, and it thought it
Why?
Was Sammy, Sam, something like that. I don't know. It's just a name we thought of.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No. And she had blue beads in her hair, and the bird comes down, starts pecking at her head, thinking it was food, and just chasing her around the yard, just pecking at her head. She's running around screaming everywhere. And so my dad or my mom took it up like a couple streets away and put it in a box and put it in a tree or something, and come back the next day, and it comes and flies on my shoulder. So my dad took it down to ISU, and I never saw it again.
Did he euthanize it?
No, he just opened the box and it flew away.
Why? Why?
Because it would always peck Brenya's head because she'd wear stupid beads in her hair.
Were you pissed?
Yeah, I was pissed. I was pissed at Brenya because I mean, how else have you heard of that's had a bird that their cat caught come and just would chill on their shoulder? Like, that's something that like parrots do, not sparrows. It was like, that's never going to happen again.
Like, if I ever got a pet, it's because I would want him to
chill
on my shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Gosh, Brendan, why do you got to suck?
Yeah, I know, seriously.
I heard that Brendan keeps on, like, going to your house and stuff.
Yeah, I think he's hanging out with Brenya a lot, and Abby is coming over with them.
Oh, so I thought he was going over for Bella.
Maybe. He might be coming over for me.
You just leave?
I'm like... give him a little look and he like licks his lips at me and I walk away. I want to keep him guessing.
Wait, what look do you give? Like that?
Like,
okay. I should have asked. Wait, he said that you were getting into the Wii boxing.
Oh. I mean, I got into it for a day. I mean, I've always liked Wii boxing, but I played it for like probably 4 hours.
4 hours straight.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I took a break to go pee or eat some food.
Oh, yeah. But, okay, so...
I mean, there was a solid 3 hours that I did that for just 3 hours straight. I mean, people want to work their arms, freaking go on Wii Boxing and do that for 3 hours.
I heard that you started, like, cursing out the IUs. Their AIs, I mean.
That... not to my knowledge. I don't remember.
You just blacked out?
Maybe.
You're getting punched in the head so many times.
I definitely remember there being some rage because it's pissing me off.
Why?
It was stupid. I should have won.
How did you lose? It's Wii Boxing. How hard is it?
Dude. So you know how you can level up after doing stuff? Like your level goes up after you do like boxing or golf or something.
Okay.
It starts at 0 and the max is 2,000. And right in the middle, 1,000 is where you go from like amateur or something to a pro.
Yeah.
I went from my level being like I think it was like 750 something, and when I was finished, I was at like 1783.
Oh, geez. Like, you don't think that's a problem?
No. I think that I just consider that an accomplishment. I was... So, you know how people are always talking about how, like, when they used to play Wii and stuff, they're like, oh, I'd be having a great time until that guy Matt would show up, and it's the black guy.
Yeah.
Like, I beat him 3 or 4 times. It was... Like
Jackson,
freaking,
you know,
sign me up for
do?
The Olympics, dude.
Really?
Oh yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right,
I'll cheer you on.
I'm ready to go.
I'll fly you to where are they doing it? Beijing?
Probably. I don't know.
Somewhere. I think it's China somewhere.
Yeah, it might be
Shanghai.
Shanghai. Hong Kong.
Okay. Oh, I was. Did you ever play like the Wii Sports Resorts though, bro? That was where it's at.
That was fun.
The airplane game?
That was
oh my
probably God. The best one.
Did you find all the things?
No. I've never had Wii Sports Resort, but my cousin did, and so we just sit there and play it like all night long when we have a sleepover at their house. And just play like, and we do the wooden fencing thing.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun, especially the story mode.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That was my favorite.
That was awesome.
I think we found all of the things in the airplane thing except one. And I still don't know where it is. And it's pissing me off.
That's crazy. Doesn't it show you or something? Or
what do you mean?
Like, doesn't it show you where they are? Or do you just have to go around and find them?
No.
Because I know that there was one... In the vault, like there's a couple in the volcano.
Yeah,
and around the waterfall.
We went everywhere. We could not find it.
Maybe it's in like a
in the middle of the ocean. Like you had to
like
dive,
you know,
become a submarine.
Maybe there's a glitch where in a certain spot you can dive down and just freaking it's under the.
I swear, if there's like a whirlpool in the middle of the ocean, because like there's the main island and then there's like a Gulf
island. A couple
island.
Islands, yeah.
Yeah, is it in an island? Or is it in a whirlpool off the coast of some place?
I never played it that much.
And why?
Because I never had it. And so the only time I played it was at my cousin's house.
Do you remember when, like, 8th grade, GTA was, like, the one game that...
Seriously, like, a couple times a week, we'd go over and play for, like, 2 hours.
And then...
You and Thor took my car and ruined it.
We got you a new car.
What's that? Freaking smart car. I remember you put the same tires and the same paint on it. You go, who did you touch your car? Oh, that pissed me off. And so didn't we take Thor's car and like, drive it off a cliff?
I think so. But he never came over.
That was like the last time that he was ever at your house.
Yeah. Have you talked to Thor?
Nah, I see him every once in a while.
What?
At his
How?
House. Because he still lives there, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So like when I'm driving down the road, I wave at him or something. I let him borrow the first 2 Michael Bay books and I still haven't gotten them back.
You're not getting them
that
back.
Was like 3 years ago.
They're gone.
That pisses me off. I might go over after this and pick him up.
You better text him first.
No, I'm just going to show up. Where are my freaking books?
Asher will be like, what are you doing at my house?
Oh, man. I'm going to probably walk in and Lars will be smoking pot in his room.
Did you hear Lars is going to CUNA now?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
He's been going there since he was like freshman, wasn't he?
No. He was going to Initial Point.
Thor or Lars?
Lars.
Oh. Because I know... probably since he was a sophomore, I guess. I've seen him there. But Thor was in my... my chemistry class for the first 2 weeks of school of junior year. And I remember, like, one day, he just... Or it was, like, a couple days in a row. I was like, where the freak is he? And that's why I texted him. He's like... My mom, I got in trouble, and my mom said, he got in trouble for something, and she said, you better, or he got in trouble, and he was mouthing off to her, and she's like, you better take that back, or you're gonna go to Initial Point. He's like, you're not going to send me to initial point. He never came back to CUNA.
What did he even do?
I don't know. He, like, it was something stupid. I remember that. He, like, something that, like, me or you would never get in trouble for. Like, it was something like he left a shirt on the ground, or it was something super stupid. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, I did laugh really hard when he told me about them. Like, she sent you to initial for that. It's funny.
I remember he was all excited because he's like, oh, well, now I can graduate early and then I can become a dentist and go to California. And
I don't know. I'm always seeing his Snapchat stories and he's always saying, hit me up or let's hang out or something. I'm like, yeah.
I started talking to him, mm-hmm. and then he just, like, left me on red. Really? And so I was like, okay, whatever. I see how it is.
You should hit him up and tell him to give me my books back. Jackson was telling me about those books he took.
I'll ask him. I'll say, hey, do you have any of the Michael Bay books?
Then I can ask, just be like, hey, do you have, like, the first two Michael Bay books I could borrow?
I really want to read
them. I really want to read them. That'd be pretty funny.
He won't think that's suspicious at all.
I don't even know if he I mean, I'm sure he remembers, but he's like, whatever. They're mine now.
Do you think that they're just on his bookshelf?
That or... I don't know, to be honest. You could have thrown him away for all I know, or smoked him or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's it.
Yeah. I hear that freaking ink on paper really screws you up.
Yeah. Oh, so I've been wondering, as you've been going to high school, like, what have you learned?
Well, I don't know. I definitely feel like I've learned a lot, or at least that I've matured a lot. 'Cause in eighth grade, I was sent to the office, I think, 6 times in the second semester.
Why?
I just wouldn't stop talking. Like, I was an a-hole, dude. Like, I would just, I don't know. And then going into freshman year, I haven't got ever sent to the principal's office in high school. I don't know. It just, like, clicked for me. I'm like, maybe I should just, like, keep my mouth shut so I don't piss off my teachers.
Yeah, because they're the ones that grade me.
Yeah.
So. And affect my future.
Well, dude, what was kind of ironic, though, is it was mainly in my math class. My math teacher knew my mom, and she was, like, in my ward. And so, like, I knew her pretty well. Mm-hmm. And I would just sit there and talk to people in my class, or just sit there and laugh at, like, the whole class period. And she'd always, like, I don't know. But
you're talking about Miss Quigley?
Yeah, Miss Quigley. And at the end of the year, I wasn't gonna pass, and she says, Jackson, I think you're really smart, and you just need to learn to get some drive and have some motivation. So I'm gonna let you pass with a D so that you can go into regular math next in your freshman year. And I definitely should have failed so that I could have been in the easy math class, because I am not doing well in math right now. Like,
why?
Like, I'm doing the homework and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, and the thing that's stupid is, in my math class, homework is worth 15% of your grade, and we have one, if not two, assignments every class period, and it's worth 15% of our grade, and tests are worth the rest of it. And so if you, like me, I'll get through the homework and I'll try to understand it, and then if I don't do well on a test, it drops my grade. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot I can do about it, because you get one retake a semester. It just...
One retake. You can only take one test.
You have one retake on a test that you might have done bad on. So, like, say we have 4 tests in a... 5 tests in a semester, and you do really bad on 2 of them. Only one of them can you retake.
Why? That's so dumb.
I don't know, man. It's... I don't know. It's really, I think it's
what stupid. Is she thinking? Does she think that
she wants you to, she, I can understand this. She wants us to really study the material. And like, there's definitely things that I do very well with in that class and other things.
Wait,
that,
like what?
Like right now we're doing logarithms and it's just like moving things around or like, it's just plugging things in and it's all formulas. And like, I do really well with formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm doing decent with the homework right now. And when the test comes, I'll do pretty freaking good on it. But when it comes to like, just, you know, where we have these huge problems that you have 7 or 8 steps you have to do before you can solve it. And there's all these different, and there's like, there's different, there's certain things you have to do for certain problems, and but sometimes they'll look the same, but you'll get numbers that end up in different places for 2 problems, and there's different things you have to do on each one, and I just can't retain the information, and it just comes to a test, and every like any material that I had a grasp on just leaves my mind, and it just, I don't know.
Do you have any examples of like the stuff that you can't retain? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I mean, I can't even remember. Like our last unit, I had a really hard time with. I don't even remember anything from it.
You don't remember what you were doing?
No, I can't remember anything I did from the unit, dude.
Since you're in the junior class right now.
Yeah.
Do you know if you're going to have to take a final at the end of the year?
Yeah, I will.
You will?
Yeah.
I heard someone told me because like we're seniors, if we're in any like lower grade classes, then we don't have to worry about the final.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I think it depends on the teacher.
We get out 2 weeks earlier than everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, who said that?
It might have been Jacob.
Jacob Hymus?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd take his word for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be really awesome if that were the case, but yeah. I really doubt it.
Yeah, I'm just hoping because I don't really want to take a bio, like the final for biology.
Is that class hard? Like, I feel like it's...
So, for me, like, I'm not the best student, but I pass, and I don't do a whole lot of studying. I don't, like, you know, worry about that stuff because, for the most part, I can get it. And so I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But history, that's like the easiest thing for me. Science is like one of the harder ones. So it's not necessarily hard if you put in the work.
Yeah.
But I don't always want to put in the work.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
The other day, though, we were doing like a Quizlet Live. Have you done that?
No, but I know what it is.
Okay, that's fun. I really like those.
Yeah.
But we were studying for a vocab test. I think we did like 4 rounds. Every single round, the group that I was in, we won. We got first place.
Nice.
And it was like a bunch of sophomores too, and they're just freaking out. They're like, freaking bruh! And like, I was just like trying to not smile, you know, try and be
Yeah. When stoic. I took chemistry, that's the DC Chem 101 last year. The first semester was a breeze, and the second semester was not a breeze, but I still passed with like a C or something like that. But like that's how my group was. Like seriously, any games it came to with like, you know, review games or anything, we would like always win. And we definitely were not the people that knew everything, but somehow it just was really funny.
How was it because of you? You're just...
I definitely contributed a lot, but mm-hmm. It wasn't mainly because of me. Like, it was the games that we'd play is if you get a question right, you, there's a bucket on the whiteboard in front of the class. If you get a question right, there's 3 different places you can shoot from, like, you know, from really close to the bucket or really far away from the bucket, and there's 3 different places. And, depending on where you're standing, if you make it, you'll get 1, 2, or 3 stars.
Okay.
Like 3 at the back, you'll get 3 stars, stuff like that. And we'd usually shoot from either one or two, and if you get a star, or if you make the bucket from the second sanding point, what most people do, they'd add a star and take stars away from someone else, and whoever had the most stars at the end of the class period won. And yeah, we'd always win. It was pretty funny. And it turned into like this huge battle between certain groups. Like, they just sit there and take stars away from each other, and they'd only take stars away from those two people. It's just like us, we just sit there and just one by one, each group, we just take one away and add one to ourselves.
Yeah.
So
did you guys have a name? A group name?
We played it probably 7 times in the whole class. So each one was different if we even had a name.
No. But you didn't just like say, like, you know, we're the chemistry kids, don't mess with us.
No.
What?
I don't know. No, we didn't say that.
That's stupid. Do you like it? You could take it if you want, chemistry kids.
I'll let you copyright that, because I'm sure you're going to make a lot of money off of it eventually.
All right, whatever. See if I care. Oh, I was going to ask you, what do you want to do when you're older? Because I know it's... Or yeah, just
what do you want to do? I want to go into, like, mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, engines and stuff. How I'm going to get there, or... I don't know. Like... This summer, I applied to Redfish Lodge, and I'm trying to get a job up there, because what I hear is...
what is that?
It's a lodge up by Stanley, and it's just like a hotel with activities.
Okay.
It's just like a summer lodge, but if you work there, they pay for your food and your housing.
Mm-hmm.
And you make like $10 an hour. But I mean, you have to pay for any food or housing or anything.
Yeah.
So that's like
$10 really, in your pocket.
Yeah. Every hour. Right. But I don't know. I really want to do that, because it's really pretty up there. And I take like, I have that road bike that my coach gave me.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, trying to, I mean, it runs right now, but it definitely needs some work, because like, I took it's got a metal plate that covers the sprocket, the front sprocket. I took that off, and it was like 10 years worth of just sand
and
dirt. It was, dude, there was like probably a good 3 inches of just mud I was scraping out of there, dude.
That's disgusting.
It was pretty gross, but it looks a lot better now. I'm trying to get that working so I can ride it this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, because that would be awesome.
Wait, how far away is it?
It's like... couple hours away.
Okay. So, and then you would just be there the whole summer?
Yeah, I mean, you get certain days off, so like I think it's like, I don't know if they're back to back or not, but I know you get your days off, and if I would be able to, I'd come down here and hang out with people or get stuff I need or something like that. Mm-hmm. So
that would be really cool.
It'd be a really cool experience. I definitely hope I can get a job up there. So,
but that doesn't answer my question on how you're gonna become a mechanic with that.
After that, military, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plan for right now, at least. That, okay, so like engine mechanics, or I can, thinking about doing air guard so that I can work on jet engines.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a guy came into our business, or our high school to life class. Mm-hmm. And was telling us about the air guard opportunities, and I mean, it sounds like they got a really cool program. I mean, they teach you everything you need to know. I mean, it sounds really cool. That's something I'm taking into consideration. So
what the air guard engineer, mechanic,
honestly,
aircraft mechanic,
yeah something.
Do they make more than an auto?
Yeah. Definitely. To be honest, I'm gonna have to find out more about it, because I just kind of, he told us the gist of it, and that was 3 months ago, and I've forgotten some stuff that he talked about, but I don't know. From what I remember, it sounds like a really cool thing.
Like, so, what about it is cool?
Like, they just, I don't know, the program itself, it seems like it's, you go in like once a month for a weekend, and you'll sit there, and it's a lot of hands-on learning, mm-hmm. and that's how I learn best, and I like working with like physical objects and being able to like move things around and just do stuff with my hands, and I like putting stuff together, and like when I get an end result, like seeing if it works. I don't know, that's just something I enjoy. And they teach you how to do everything. And the other thing is, it's since you're in the Air Guard, I mean, you're still in like the military, but you can choose your deployments, is what he was saying. And they're, instead of a couple years, it's a couple months.
Uh-huh.
And like, you can go over to Germany and Italy and all these places, and just, yeah, it sounds like it's a really cool thing.
Can you choose to, like, would you want to go out, or would you want to just stay here?
I would definitely go out, and because I want to go places.
Like where? What's the number one place?
I don't have a idea, like a number one place. I just want to go and see things, like kind of travel. And yeah. If I can get it paid for, I mean, that'd be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So.
But you don't have, like, do you want to go Europe? Do you want to go Asia? Do you want to go South America?
Really anywhere. I mean, if they said, I don't know, I'm willing to go anywhere, really. Like, if they gave me choices, I'd just, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'll go here.
Okay, well, you're no fun.
I don't care. I'm not picky.
But, okay, like, when you're a little kid, did you ever think, like, oh, man, I want to go see the Eiffel Tower with Emily?
No, I didn't really think that.
Oh. Is that what you've always wanted to do, though? Like, be a mechanic ever since you're a wee lad?
Yes, back in the day.
In the testes.
No, like, when I was, I want to say 12, my dad's friend had a mechanic shop, and I would go there after school sometimes. My dad would be there, like, working on something with him, or, like, my dad's friend would just let him go if we had stuff we had to fix, like, dirt, we had dirt bikes and stuff. And one time my dad just like rebuilt his friend's top end of his Yamaha, mm-hmm. for him, and like he just let us use his shop whenever we wanted, and I always helped him with stuff. And he had an old Honda ADR, and he's like, if you can fix it, you can ride it for like the time being. And I fixed it, and I had that thing for like 3 years, I think it was like 2 years, and that's kind of what I learned to ride on.
Mm-hmm.
And then bought a 125, replaced, like, you know, I learned how to work on carburetors and stuff, and, you know, looking the clutch and stuff like that, and gaskets, and replaced them. And then got my 250, worked on it, got my 450, I've worked on it, and working on this road bike. And it's just, I like taking stuff apart, seeing how it works, and putting it back together, and watching it run.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's, I'm not, I wish that I was into, like, cars and stuff, because, I don't know, it's, like, on my bucket list to, like, to like fix up a car or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I don't get it. And my dad, I think he would try to show me these things, but he just gets so mad.
That's every dad and his kid trying to work on a car. To be honest, you'll always get yelled at for like holding the light weird or something. Yeah, that happened to me a lot. But like, I think everyone should at least have an understanding of how, like, kind of the basics of an engine,
mm-hmm.
and like, cause I mean, it's really good stuff to know.
Yeah.
Like, cause I mean, little stuff. Like you can work on your car, like changing the oil, rotating the tires, or doing your brakes or stuff. I mean, it can save you a lot of money, and it can save your car if you do like just regular maintenance on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really good stuff to have. I mean, just when you were talking about that, it reminded me of when we were going to get ice cream in your mom's car and you couldn't figure out how to turn on the lights.
Oh my god,
dude, that was so funny.
That was stupid.
I mean it took me a little bit because like I'm not familiar with like Ford stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh wait, I had to turn something, or your brights were stuck on, and that was it.
That pissed me off. I felt like such a girl.
That was pretty funny.
Finally, my knight in shining armor is here to save me.
That was pretty funny.
How has it been being like the only guy
in my family?
Mm-hmm.
There's some pros and some cons to it. Like on the pro side, I get some freedom from my dad. Like my dad is willing to let me go and do like guys stuff with the guys, or go camping with my friends or stuff like that. Cause I mean, he grew up doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's also like the cons are.
Wait, is he doing that because you're a guy, or is he doing that because that's what he did?
It's definitely both. A boy growing up needs to do like guy things. Like it just is. I don't know. At least that's how I see it, because it really shapes like how you are.
Mm-hmm.
And
it builds character.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's good for you to, you know, do stuff like that, and like having a dirt bike. Like he was totally for me getting a dirt bike and stuff like that, and it's just it's really good for a kid growing up, like a boy, to do stuff like that or spend time with other boys, because I had only sisters. Mm-hmm. So when he always knew, he's like, well, he's gonna have to hang out with boyfriends because he doesn't have any brothers or anything here. So but I mean, the cons are like garbages or dishes or any manual labor. My dad's not there because he's at work, so I'm stuck doing it.
Cause you do all the dishes?
Not dishes per se, but like
mowing the lawn, taking the trash which, out.
I mean, I had a lawn business for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing that?
Not this summer, because I'm trying to get the job at Redfish, but I made a lot of money. I'll say mm-hmm. that. I had like about $1,000 every summer.
Dang.
So, I mean, that's not a lot, but it helped me to buy things I want, like a car, dirt. I bought 2 cars, 2 dirt bikes.
Yeah.
With that stuff.
That's pretty good money.
Yeah.
Do you think you will get this job at Redfish?
You know, I have no idea. I might have a little bit of an advantage because my mom knows us, this lady that she's friends with knows the owners of it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I use her as a reference. So they might see that and go, oh, know this guy, like get him here. And one of the things to do up there was like, I can't remember exactly what they called it, but it's just yard work, or being outside, or working on the lawn and stuff, and landscaping. And I talked about how, you know, I had lawn business for 4 years, so I think they might see that and go, oh, he knows what he's doing at least a little bit. So I don't know. I hope I get the job.
Yeah, that would be super cool.
It would be really cool. I don't know if I'm going to, though, because I feel like I signed up a little late. I put in an application a little late, so.
When? Yesterday?
This weekend, like on Saturday, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you called?
Yeah, I called, and then that was like last Thursday, I think, and then today I got a call, and the lady's just talking about, she's like, hey, calling you back about, you know, called us looking for a job, go online, fill out an application, have any more questions, call us feel free to call us back. So I filled out an application. Hopefully I get it. Mm-hmm. I want to. So
I would suggest call them back and just make sure that they got your application. Like, even if you are 100% sure they did, just do that, because then that just shows like initiative and like, hey, I really want this job.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, I'll probably end up doing that. Thanks. Yeah.
You want to do it right after you go to Thor's?
Yeah, I'll do it at Thor's house.
Perfect. Wait, but you're sitting there saying, like, is that the only cons, though, of you had to do, you're the man of the house when your dad's gone?
No. I mean, I feel like it gets balanced out really well. Like, because I'm the only boy, I get to do certain things, but it also means that I have to do other things that I might not like.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really an even balance, so it works out.
And then what about, how is it being the oldest?
It's kind of like with being the only boy, there's good and bad with it. Like, I get a lot of, I'm able to kind of, like, I have a car, I guess. I don't know.
And what do you mean, you guess you have a car?
Well, I have a car, but I'm trying to, there's really the only thing I can think about is kind of some of the bad. And it's like, I was raised and I had not the same privileges as my youngest sister as they do now, because whenever any parents grow up, first start out, they're usually going to be not the richest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not complaining. Like, my childhood was pretty great.
Yeah.
I don't have any complaints, but
you had a pet bird. I mean,
exactly. And I mean, I don't know, but, the other thing is, like, they're so lenient with my younger siblings now because they're getting into their older age. Like, I have really young parents. Like, my mom had me when she was like 19.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And, like, I didn't have a lot of as much freedom, or like, I'll say my young Cambry can do kind of whatever she wants and she'll get away with it, because mm-hmm. my mom doesn't really want to take the time to freaking lay the fist down and get mad at her. She's like, I don't care, whatever. I mean, it's just not like she's like, oh, whatever, I don't care anymore, but she's not as strict.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's no one, when I was growing up, there was no one for me to blame when I messed up, and Cambry can do that with me. And or like,
how's she blame you?
That kind of came out weird. It's more like, she can get away with what she wants by putting up a freaking kind of, I'll say, like a fake face or fake crying.
Okay.
She can do that, and my mom will get mad at me or Brynja, and it's just, it's kind of irritating, because it's like, I wasn't able to do that and she is, so it's like, what the heck. But it's whatever. I mean, like, there's good and bad about it.
So. Okay, but like, what's the good though?
I don't know. I'm able to kind of do a lot of things that I want to, I guess.
But it sounds like they get to do what they want to too.
But there's different things. Like, I can go and drive up to my friend's house in Sweet. It's like 50 miles away.
But is that because you're at it at this age?
I'm at this age.
So it doesn't mean that you're the... It, when Cambry is at this age, will she be able to do this stuff?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no benefits of being the oldest, because they're going to be able
There are. I can't think of any right now. Like, it's subtle things, like, that you don't really pay attention to. They just are there.
So if you got to choose, would you stay the oldest, go to a middle child, or be the youngest?
I'd probably say the oldest, to be honest.
Why is that? Just because those subtle things just add up.
Exactly.
And they're just so great.
Yeah.
And they're your favorite.
Yeah. I'll say, like, being the oldest is also, it's a learning curve for the parents, because, you know, they, parenting isn't easy, so yeah. They got to figure out, well, what do we let them do and what do we not let them do. And I'll say, I've done some things that they probably won't be able to, just because my parents are like, oh, that's not a good idea, he's not gonna do that again, and so they're not gonna let their younger kids do that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're also like getting in their older age, so they might not care as much. What younger kids are usually the spoiled ones.
Yeah.
So,
but is it because they're getting older to where they don't care, or is it because they're making more money, so then they're probably able to give them more stuff?
Probably both. Like, you know, and I'm not complaining, I'm happy with my life.
Yeah,
I would. Yeah, so I don't know,
I just asked because, like, when I was younger, I always wanted to be the oldest, and I was like, oh, dang it, why does Kaya have to be older than me? Why does Zoe? Oh, like,
yeah.
But now I don't care, you know, because I like my life, and so I wouldn't want to change anything to where now my life will be different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But how, like, from seeing your parents' parent, what things have you been like, oh, you know, like, that's a really good idea, I'm going to do that. Oh, that sucked, I hate them now for it. Like, what do you know I'm asking?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm trying to think. Like, things that I think suck right now are, like, phones are a big issue. Like, the thing that I hate, but at least right now, I hate it when they make me go and put my phone away on their nightstand at night. My mom has started doing that in the, like, last 2 weeks. And now she hasn't really cared. And it's just this, so irritating. It's like, really? Like, why can't you just let me have my phone? Like, why does it matter? But
did they say why?
They always have their reasons. Doesn't mean they're gonna share them. So
my mom, she like tried to do that. She tried to be like, all right, guys, gonna take your tablets and your phones and all these things, and we're gonna keep them downstairs when you guys go to bed. No one did it.
Yeah, like, my mom has tried that in the past, and it's lasted for a day or two, and now she's starting to crack down on it. But I mean, all this week and this past weekend, I've had my phone at night, so mm-hmm. We'll see after this week if she still enforces it.
Has Brenya been giving it up?
That's kind of irritating, because she has to have an alarm to wake up, and so she uses that as an excuse. Uh-huh. I wake up at the same time every day, 7 o'clock. Wake up every day, and I'm ready at 7:20, 7:25. It takes her an hour to get ready. And if she wakes up late, it makes me late. And so she uses her phone having an alarm as an excuse to be able to keep her phone. And I got in trouble recently for grades. I think I had 2 Fs. I brought one up to a 72, and I'm still bringing it up. But I mean, they restricted everything on my phone, and so I think my mom was so mad at me, and she's like, I'm just gonna keep taking his phone because I can, because I'm not, or he's got bad grades right now, so I'm as discipline, which I don't know, I can see why she's doing it, but it's that teenager mentality. It's like, I'm gonna do the exact opposite of what you tell me to, or whenever you take my stuff, I'm gonna get pissed. And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of irritating right now, but I can see why they're doing it. So
mm-hmm. I think whenever it's like, I see, or if my mom does something to me, but she doesn't do it to my other siblings, I don't really care.
Yeah. No, I care about that. It kind of pisses me off sometimes, because I'll get yelled at for not doing something, or like, my mom will ask me to do something, or, you know, sometimes I'll forget, sometimes I'll not do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I get yelled at for it, and she doesn't really hound on the girls for not doing stuff. She kind of just lets it slide. And it's like, ugh, just kind of frustrating sometimes. It's like,
yeah,
you did that for me, why don't you do that for them? Which she does, but not all the time. So,
does she know that it bothers you? Do you ever tell her?
Me and Brenya both have been like, yell at us for not doing something. Why don't you yell at the girls? So.
Wait, the girls are Bella and Cambry?
Yeah.
What's Brenya?
Brenya is...
What are the boys?
Sort of. I mean, she's I've definitely grown a lot closer to her now that I'm... I'll say, when I started to drive, we were able to go kind of drive or get food or something, and that's kind of bonded us.
So, uh-huh.
I mean, we're kind of... We're on... It's me and her versus Bella and Cambry sometimes. And it's me and Brenya versus my mom and dad sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think it's kind of good to have someone that like agrees with you when your parents are disciplining you or taking stuff away. Just kind of, you can both rant about it. It makes you feel better.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's like one thing. That's one reason why I want to have like a bigger family. So then it's like my kids can like, I don't know.
Be close with each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they could do that. Okay, so like that's why I don't want one kid. And when there's two, yeah, they can talk to each other. Or they could just hate each other and then they never want to see each other again. And then it just causes this tension.
Yeah.
So I just feel like if there's more kids,
they kind of balance each other out and it evens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's not as much like tension between like what you're saying, like two kids or going at each other. There's no one else to like kind of intervene
mm-hmm.
with that sibling quarrel, or like kind of take some of the frustration from one kid and put it on themselves. It mm-hmm. just it balances everything out when there's more kids and there's yeah. not as much tension on just individual people.
Yeah, and so it's like if these two people don't like each other or they don't get along as well, then there's like three others or there's four other yeah. kids that they can like talk to and they can interact and they could like each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds bad because it's like, oh, your family, you should just love each other and all that stuff, but
no family is perfect.
Yeah. And there's definitely like some people that you click better with it versus others.
Mm-hmm. Like I click better with Brenya than I do with Bella or Cambry mm-hmm. just because we're older and we like to do teenager older. Stuff.
Yeah. Because yeah. they're just into baby stuff. Suck it on pacifiers and
what, dude? Are your littler sisters huge into that slime stuff?
Kind of. Not really.
Dude.
Not anymore.
My cousins and my younger sisters are huge on that stupid slime crap. Like, they're always making it or leaving it laying on the counter or something. It's just... like,
Why did it get so big?
I don't know. Like... when we were like kind of their age, I remember slime was around, and it was when someone walked up with like that little black or green barrel of slime. It's like, mm-hmm. whoa, I want that. But it's like, it got really dirty and it just would like slowly disappear. So it's like, what's the point in even getting it? It's just going to get disgusting or go away eventually yeah. or dry out. I had one dry out on me one time.
Ew.
It's gross.
Wait, do you remember when you had a snake and you had to feed it? And, like, to feed the snake, you had, like, these little baby mice and you had to warm it up? Mm-hmm. And so you just took it. You threw it in the microwave.
Didn't it blow up?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It was just, like, this skeleton with grease.
It was like its brain was on the freaking... top of the microwave. That was gross.
Oh no, you had it in a plastic bag.
Yeah, and it blew up in the bag.
And your mom, she was pissed.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny,
dude. That snake though, I went up into my room one time, and I eventually noticed that it had stayed in the same spot for like 2 days, but like I hadn't been. I kept like spraying water because you have to keep it moist in the tank. So I kept, you know, doing just regular stuff, and I thought it had just been kind of chilling there. I'm like, something's not right. So I go to try to pick it up, and it was just stiff as a rock.
Ew.
Dude. I was kind of mad. I was upset that my snake died.
Why?
Because I would read. I'd just sit there and read books with it chilling on my chest. Like, I like snakes. And uh-huh. having a baby ball python was really cool.
Did you ever, like, suck on a lollipop and then just let them lick it?
Maybe. I can't remember.
Are you serious?
I might have one time.
You know you could get, like, sick from that.
Nah. I mean, and it's not like the snake is legitimately licking it.
Yeah, it is.
It might, like, touch it, but...
So it's licking it.
But...
When you touch something with your tongue...
Well, I didn't get sick, so...
Well, I wish you did. Acting like this. What did you name your snake?
I think it was Mike or something.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I wanted to make fun of you because you laughed at me when I said my pet's name.
What was your...
Singy Sleepy.
Because I had a legitimate name. You named your pet two adjectives. Singy Sleepy. That's not even a name. Oh my gosh. Was it a gerbil?
No,
or it's a like guinea pig. A guinea pig. Singy Sleepy. Why did you name it that?
I don't know. I was just looking at it and I was like, huh, it probably likes to sing
and sleep. Should have named it Pissy Poopy. Did that more than sleep.
Yeah, but it did sing a lot, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that stupid guinea pig noise. Oh man.
You don't like
it? I don't like it. It's weird. It sounds weird.
It's cool. I like try to do it. No, I don't. I'm joking.
You just did try to do it.
Okay.
Do it again. Dude, we had this pet rabbit one time when we lived in Pocatello. It was this white rabbit and it would piss on our couch on sometimes. My dad didn't like it, but he would chill with it on his stomach sometimes. Like he just let it sit on his stomach. And I just remember one day waking up and I'm like, Where's the rabbit? And my dad's like, oh, last night I went to go work on the computer and I looked down and the wires had been chewed and it choked on the shell of the wire and stuff. So I went and I threw it away. And a couple of years later, I found out that it had chewed on the wires, but my dad got really pissed and he choked it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He choked a rabbit, threw it in the trash can, which I thought was really funny, but it made my mom really upset.
How'd you find out?
He told us. He told my mom, and she's like, that poor rabbit choked on the stuff. He's like, yeah, it didn't choke on the stuff.
I mean, it died by asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation, but...
By my hands.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I know. I just don't want to laugh at that, because what does that say about me, you know?
I saw you laughing, though. So.
Okay, well, we don't talk about that. Do you have anything you want to talk about? I have, like, one question, and then...
Okay. So why exactly are you doing this?
Because I want to graduate.
So your senior project is what?
It's doing a podcast.
And like you're gonna have them listen to it or just bits of it or something?
I don't know yet.
Because I mean, this has been going on for like.
It's
almost 2 hours now.
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah. So I
think I will just show them the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll just, like, find, like, a clip that I like. Maybe the part where we're laughing at the dead rabbit.
Okay.
No, so what happened was when I first heard that I had to do a senior project, it was, like, the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
Because everyone's talking about it. And over the summer, I kind of got into, like, vexillology. And that's, like, the study of flags.
Okay.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm a redesign the Cuna City flag. Have you seen it? It's so dumb.
I don't think I've seen it actually.
It's stupid.
Really?
Yeah. And so I went to the city hall and I asked them. I was like, hey, for a senior project, would I be able to redesign the flag? And they were sitting there saying like, oh, well, we just redesigned it, and I don't know. We'll talk to you, see if you could do something else with us. And so they emailed me a little bit later, but I never opened it. I don't know what they said.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
opened it up right now.
I don't know how I'll find it. It's probably gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do Big Brother's Big Sister type of deal for a senior project. But you have to be 18. And then I was like, all right, I'll do some hospice care. But you have to be 18. And so just all that stuff was happening. I was like, okay, I'm just going to make a podcast. Because over the summer, I wanted to make a podcast with my friend Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I got most of this stuff. I got everything except this audio interface or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Dealio.
Yeah. And I don't know. Just after that, I talked to my advisor, Mr. Dodd. I was like, hey, would I be able to just like make a podcast? And he, the long answer was, I don't remember. Short answer was, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
That's cool.
What'd you do for your senior project?
Mine worked out really well, actually. I wanted to rebuild something. I didn't know what it was going to be. I just knew I was going to fix something. Uh-huh. And one day at practice, I was talking to one of my friends about the differences between, you know, four-stroke engine or two-stroke engine diesel engines and stuff. And my coach, he's like, so do you know a lot about two-strokes, or, you know, would you have ever worked on one? I'm like, I don't know a lot about it, but I mean, I can definitely look some stuff up because I do have some questions. And he's like, well, I have this old 1972 Suzuki T350 road bike. If you want to fix it, you totally can for your senior project. I'm like, heck yeah, I'll fix that. And that was back last March or May, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And over the summer, I eventually got the bike from him. And I hadn't got the bike yet. We started talking about it some more, and I went camping, I think 2 weeks before school started, and my chain broke on my dirt bike. So I was riding my cousin's, his dad's dirt bike, and we were riding around in some sand and some mud, and I was standing up and the front tire just slipped out, and I got a huge gash in my knee when I flipped over the handlebars.
Uh-huh.
And went to practice. It was kind of screwed up. Like, it was like a hole in my knee.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And my coach is like, hey, I've got a deal for you. I'm like, what is it? And he goes, if you stay off your dirt bike for the cross country season, I'll let you keep that road bike. And at first I'm like, oh yeah, that's really funny. Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, are you serious? And he goes, I'm serious. I'm like, heck yeah, I'll do that. And
mm-hmm.
Stayed off my dirt bike and I got it. But that was my senior project. Like, I think it was actually like a couple weeks before the deadline that we had to have everything turned in. Like, or no, it was I think 3 days. It was 3 days before we had to present our project, and I had no pictures. So I went back. I had already like replaced the gaskets and everything. Uh-huh. I had got it running. I just totally forgot to take pictures, and went back, ripped the head off of the cylinder, started taking pictures of everything, got all these pictures, and I passed eventually. But
uh-huh.
I mean, it was I was a fun senior project, and I got a freaking road bike out of it. So
yeah,
and I'm working on it now too. It's got some electrical issues. I'm working on it, so hopefully I can get it running.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it runs, but I want to get it running
better for Redfish.
Because it doesn't charge the battery right now.
Uh-huh.
So I'm figuring that out.
How did you learn how to fix it? Did you just go on YouTube and like search it up?
Or I mean, I've worked on dirt bikes for a while. I have a pretty good understanding of where everything's at, how stuff works. I knew how to, when I got it, it was losing compression, so the head gaskets were bad. I just had to replace the head gaskets, and I know how to work on carburetors really well. It had, I mean, it had sat in my coach's garage for 8 years.
Oh, geez.
And two-stroke oil was in the carburetors, and it just gummed everything up. It was really gross. I mean, it's just nasty in there. Fixed that. I had to replace the throttle cable. I had to replace some pegs or stuff. I don't know. If I have to go on YouTube for something, I just go up, look up how to change something. Like my old Honda Civic, the ignition switch went out. I had to go on YouTube to figure out what to do to put it back together, and I did. So, I mean, when it comes to single cylinder or dual cylinder engines, they're pretty simple, and I can work on them. Mm-hmm. Like, but this bike's got an alternator. I'm not very good with electrical stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. If I have to look something up on YouTube, I do. Or I ask, like, my dad or my coach, because it's his bike and he knows everything about it. So mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Final question.
All right.
What advice would you give to someone coming into high school?
Kind of don't be the kid that mouths off in class. Don't, like, be an a-hole to the teachers, or, you know, like, make friends with the teachers, like, get to know them. I mean, if you want to, it's something that has helped me, just because, you know, it's good to know your teachers and they like you more, and they won't, it's just a better environment for your classes. You don't it just, the day doesn't drag on. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better when you're having fun in your classes. Do your homework and make the deadlines. Don't try not to build up a lot of late work, or, you know, don't save everything for a week or days before it's due. Just get it done while you have the time. It's so much easier when you can know that, hey, I don't have any homework today because I've been working on it and I got it done before it was due. And now I feel good that I turned it in on time. It's just, school is more, it's so much more enjoyable when you're not behind in your classes, you're not bad grades. It just is a better experience when you're not stressed out.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you,
yeah.
Jackson.
No problem.
I keep on wanting to call you Andrew. I don't know why.
That's funny.
Thanks again to Jackson for doing this with me. If you guys want to follow him, you can find him on Instagram at Jackson Bunnell. If you guys have any suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, you can find me on Instagram at Raw Almost. Thanks again for listening. I will catch you guys later.